Let's chat about our local charities on Radio Bucky.
Hey guys, it is Spotlight. I hope everybody's well. And welcome back to Charity Chat. And tonight, our guests are the team from Chest, Heart and Stroke Scotland. Now, I know most of you have either got a family member or someone close, shall we say, that has maybe been through stroke in some time in their lives. So, joining us just now, there's three members in the team tonight, and joining us just now is the lovely Jo Pickford. How are you this evening?
I'm fine, thanks, Leah. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you so much to the rest of your colleagues who we'll meet later on in the show. And thank you for taking time out your busy schedules to answer questions from our listeners. Okay, but before we do, Jo, tell us a wee bit about your role within CHS Moray.
Okay, so I'm the Rehabilitation Support Manager for the North. That means I support all of the services in Tayside, Grampian and Highland and the staff. And we provide support to people with a stroke who in the main have a communication difficulty to access what they want to do after their stroke. So somebody might want to go back to working on their vintage car or might want to go to coffee with their friends, and we identify the barriers to that with them and then support them to work through those barriers.
Okay. Right, let's kick off with the first question, Jo. So what is the main objectives of Chest, Heart and Stroke Scotland?
Well, first of all, we're an independent Scottish charity and our main aim is to improve the quality of life for people in Scotland after a stroke or the diagnosis of a chest or heart condition. We offer vital advice, support and information to those affected, and arrange group and one-to-one support in the community, influence public policy to ensure that people get the services so badly needed.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm just going to have a quick browse on the website for a little bit more information, and we'll be back just shortly. Okay, guys. Well, that was a fantastic little browse on the website. Joining me now is the lovely Wendy. Hello.
Hello, Leah.
How are you this evening?
I'm well, Leah. Thanks very much for having us tonight.
You're more than welcome. So, Wendy, tell us a bit more about your role with NCHS.
My role is the Lead Rehabilitation Support Services Coordinator for Grampian, Leah, which means that I've got a caseload of people that I support across the Moray area and also Banff and Huntly. But I'm also responsible for some of our team members in the Grampian area, so through in Aberdeen City and Aberdeenshire.
Okay, I'm going to fire a question at you now, Wendy. How long has the Moray branch been in action?
The Rehabilitation Support Service and the Stroke Nurse Service both started in 1995, Leah, so we're talking about 22 years now that we've been here in the Moray area.
Does it feel like 22 years?
Well, I've only been in post for 6 months, but some of my other experienced colleagues, I'm sure, say that it feels like only yesterday since we started.
Okay, Wendy's going to show me something interesting on the website, so we'll be back after. Well, thanks, Wendy, for that lovely little factoid on the website there. Joining me now is Lindsay, who I believe is well known across Moray and the community. So, hi, Lindsay, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Leah. How are you?
I'm very well this evening. So, give us a brief outlay of what you do.
Okay, so I'm the stroke nurse that's based in Moray. So I work out of Dr. Gray's and provide a community follow-up service for anyone in Moray who has had a stroke, and I also support their families and friends as well.
Okay. Right. How far does the Moray branch cover?
The Moray branch locally covers all of Moray, but we also have colleagues who work in the neighbouring areas of Aberdeenshire and the Highlands. But any person in Scotland that's affected by chest, heart or stroke illness can access our services.
Brilliant. Okay, we're going to have another look on the website now. The things you learn on the Chest, Heart and Stroke website. Wendy's back with me now. So, Wendy, what's the age range of the clients that you work with?
It's really all ages, Leah. There is a misconception. People seem to think that chest, heart and stroke only occur in older people. But all conditions affect people of all ages. Our services and information are primarily aimed at anybody above the age of 18, but we can signpost and refer to specialist paediatric services as required for any of our younger people.
Wow, that's something I'd really like to learn more. So, Wendy, let's go and have a look on the website. Right, wow, I'm learning lots here tonight. Okay, Lindsay's back this time to tell us about the type of services that are being provided.
Okay, so we have a variety of services that we provide across Scotland. First of all, just to give you some more detail about the stroke nurse service, it was established to help facilitate a smooth transition from hospital back into the community and is aimed for people who've had a stroke and their families. The stroke nurse service provides individualised information, advice and support to people that are affected by a recent diagnosis of stroke or mini stroke. We also support their carers. This can be done through a variety of ways, mainly through home visits. We also have a clinic that is a nurse-led stroke clinic within Dr. Grace Hospital in Elgin, but we can also do this over the phone or even by simply providing an information pack to the person that's individualised to what their needs are.
Wow, well, there you go, guys. That's what is in provision. Okay, this time I'm not going to go to the website. I'm going to head on over to their Facebook page. Okay, I'm back with Wendy now. Wow, that was a really good browse on Facebook. Tell us, Wendy, have you got a big group of volunteers?
We do, Leah. Our volunteers are actually the backbone of the organisation, and we couldn't do what we do without them. They bring many skills, knowledge and expertise to the organisation. Every week, over 1,500 volunteers across Scotland help us in Chest, Heart and Stroke Scotland to deliver its services and or to help us to raise the funds needed to pay for the services. They deliver over 125,000 hours of volunteering, and this equates to an economic benefit of over £1.5 million to Chest, Heart and Stroke Scotland. Locally, we're lucky we've got a very strong team of volunteers, however. As needs increases for services, we always need more volunteers. We can never have enough.
That's very true for most volunteer groups. So, guys, I have to, this quick interlude from us. Please do get behind Chest, Heart and Stroke. They're a fantastic group. They really do need your support. So if any of you guys are doing volunteer awards, there's a group for you to try. Well, there's me babbling on about volunteers, and I've just found out more. Wendy, what else have you got to tell us?
Well, you don't need to volunteer through our services, Leah. Perhaps you'd prefer to take part in one of our exciting fundraising events and raise funds. Or maybe you'd prefer to hold your own event in aid of Chest, Heart and Stroke Scotland. We also have our lovely shopping forest, which offers great volunteering opportunities within the community. It's important to us here at Chest, Heart and Stroke Scotland that volunteers feel confident and competent in their role, and to ensure that the service users get the best support, we have a specific training programme for each volunteer role. Training for rehabilitation support is delivered by a dedicated training team. All authorised out-of-pocket expenses are reimbursed as well, so nobody will ever be out-of-pocket when volunteering for us. Chest, Heart and Stroke Scotland holds the prestigious Investing in Volunteers Awards in recognition of the high level of support and training that the charity provides for its volunteers.
Wow! Oh well, there's some more stuff. Okay, we're learning lots here tonight, guys. It's fantastic to hear. Okay, right. Let's go back onto Facebook. Okay, Jo's back with me now to tell us a bit more about another two types of services within CHS.
Hi, Lee. We mentioned them earlier, the Rehabilitation Support Service, which offers advice, support and practical help to people to get their lives back on track after a stroke. We support people who've had a stroke to develop autonomy and confidence in self-management, enabling them to fully engage with their community and activities of their choosing. It follows a pathway from hospital back into the community and can be delivered in a one-to-one or a group setting, but it's very individualised and very person-centred. There isn't one set of activities that each person does. Everything is varied. And then, as you well know, because I think it affects another part of your life, we've got our lovely peer support groups affiliated to Chest, Heart and Stroke. So run independently, but supported by us and affiliated with us. And they offer people who've had a stroke and who've had a chest or a heart condition support in the community, the ability to talk with others affected by those conditions. And the group members have a say in how the groups are run. We've actually got peer support groups in Moray for all three conditions, two for stroke, one in Forres and one in Elgin, and one for COPD and cardiac in Elgin itself. And then as a last resort, if there's nothing else available to people or they don't feel like meeting others, they don't want to put themselves out there, they don't want others to know that they've got these conditions, they're not ready to share that yet, we have our dedicated advice line, which is entirely confidential and run by qualified nurses. And folks can access that either by telephone or even by email.
Fantastic. Okay, I'm going to head on to Twitter this time. Okay, Lindsay's back now. And do you get a lot of support from the local public?
Yeah, we get lots and lots of support from the local public, Leah. And we're so grateful for all the support that we do get. In Grampian, there are over 57,500 people living with the effects of a stroke or chest or heart condition, so the need for support is constantly growing. And we have the honour next year of being the partner for Bucky It's a Knockout, which is held next September, so we hope to see lots of you there at that event next year.
Wow, that is amazing. Well, I can give you a little exclusive. I'm your official compere.
That's great news.
Okay. Lindsay, you're going to show me something on Twitter about this, aren't you?
I sure am.
Okay, now, did you see on our Facebook page that Chest, Heart and Stroke are going to be experiencing Radio Bucky's playlist? Wendy, are you excited about this?
I'm very excited, Leah. It's a great initiative, and I did actually listen to some of the podcasts the other week on Radio Bucky myself. We're really looking forward to providing support to those who wish to develop a playlist for life, and hopefully prompt some exciting music for not just those to experience, but everybody else who listens to the podcast as well.
Now, going back to your involvement within the community, what's coming up? We just had to check the calendar there, Wendy. Okay, over to you.
Our renewed ambition is to become Scotland's leading organisation for person-centred, user-led community sport for people with our health conditions, Leah.
Fantastic. So I bet you'll be doing lots over Christmas and things like that.
Busy, busy time for us and everybody else as well, I think.
Sure is. Lindsay's back to tell us about social media. Have you got a lot of followers?
Yeah, we have lots of followers on social media. Our Twitter followers, we have over 4,500. Facebook followers at the moment is just over 21,000. And to date, we've had 22,000 likes. So that's fantastic. And we use social media to share the valuable work that we do and to reach out to people who may otherwise be isolated. We have a Twitter page and we have a Facebook page, so please, please visit our pages, like, share and introduce them to your family and friends.
And of course, we followed them. Right, guys, I hope you have enjoyed tonight's show and you've learnt lots. So I'm going to hand over the closing words to Joe. Let's see, Joe. We have some of our listeners who either wish to get involved as volunteers or they've got neighbours, friends, relatives that have been through any of the three conditions and they need that bit of help. How can they get in touch?
The best way and the most direct way for people to get in touch is via our advice line, and that number is 0808 801 0899. And they can email that at adviceline@chss.org.uk. There's also our website, which is www.chss.org.uk. And they can make contact via the website as well. There's a way to contact the advice line on there. If they make contact through that, they'll be put in touch with the right people that will be able to give them the right advice and the right support. Okay.
And of course, you can come back through us as well, and we'll certainly pass on the team's details. Once again, thank you so much to Wendy, Lindsay and Joe for coming in tonight. And I hope you guys have learnt lots and feel a bit more aware of what Chest, Heart and Stroke does. So for now, that's Charity Chat done.
I hope you've enjoyed the show and hope you will listen in next time.